Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Well, the death of John Hulme has to be remarked upon on Liveline because Liveline, like so many programmes, covered the atrocities over the years that a lot of younger people, didn't even remember, as they talked about John Hulme and the effort he made to end those atrocities. And as you know, he totally and completely believed in peaceful means. His incredible statement once, I'm paraphrasing it now, he said, we can campaign to get someone out of prison, we campaign to get people more housing, we campaign to get democracy working properly, but we can never campaign to get someone back from the grave. And that to me is the lasting legacy of John Hulme. And I was looking yesterday through that incredible book, Lost Lives, and I just picked one day, and that day was the day, the 3rd of August, because that now will be John Hulme's anniversary. And I looked at the number of people who were killed on the 3rd of August, just that day, took that date, went through the Troubles. Now, there was nearly 4,000 people killed in the Troubles. So that means on average, there's 11 or 12 people a day. Every day, 11 or 12 families are marking an anniversary as from someone who died violently in the Troubles that John Hulme fought so tirelessly to end and succeeded in doing. And I remember meeting him numerous occasions, but especially at the instalment when I covered a Good Friday Agreement in 1998. And we only saw John Hulme on the Friday evening because himself, Seamus Mallon, Mark Dorcan were all inside non-stop, 24-7, crafting the Good Friday Agreement. And then John came out and posed for a photograph with the RTE crew. But so what we've decided to do is simply list the names of those who died violently in the Troubles, whose anniversary will be shared by the great John Hulme. And we remember all the names, all the atrocities. There's no end to it. Derry's Bloody Sunday, the Clody bombing, Enniskillen, Dublin, London, Warrington, the Shankill Butchers, Bloody Friday, the McGurk's Bar, the Le Mans restaurant explosion, the Abercorn, Oma, Greysteel, Lochan Island, Warren Point, Newry, the Dropping Well in Ballykelly, Birmingham. The list goes on and on and on. These are the people that unfortunately died violently during the Troubles on the same day that the great John Hulme passed away. And it's through John Hulme's incredible work and the work of his colleagues that this number of just under 4,000 finally finished just after 1998.
August 3rd, 1972. William James Clark, Tyrone. Soldier, 34. Married, 4 children. Killed as he examined an IRA device. August 3rd, 1972. Rose McLaughlin, Derry. Civilian, Catholic, 52. Married, 8 children. Died as a result of injuries received in explosions in Clody on July 31st. August 3rd, 1973. James Farrell, Republic of Ireland, civilian, Catholic, 54, married. Killed by the IRA. August 3rd, 1974. Charles McKnight, Antrim, civilian, Protestant, 25, married, 1 child. Killed by a booby trap bomb. August 3rd, 1974. Martin Skillen, West Belfast, Catholic, 21, bricklayer, shot by troops. August 3rd, 1976, Alan Trevor Watkins, Derry, soldier, 20, shot by the INLA. August 3rd, 1978, John Lamont, Antrim, RUC Reserve, Protestant, 21, single, shot by the IRA. August 3rd, 1979. William Whitten, Antrim, civilian, Protestant, 65, married. Fatally injured in a fire which followed a bombing on June 19th. August 3rd, 1980. William J. Clark, Republic of Ireland, UDR, Protestant, 59, married, 4 children, shot by the IRA. August 3rd, 1988. Raymond McNichol, Tyrone, UDR, Protestant, 30, married, one child. Shot by the IRA. August 3rd, 1992. Damien Shackleton, North Belfast, soldier, 24, married, one child. Shot by the IRA.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover the 202 Kia range at your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe at rte.ie.